The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Welcome back to the Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Edition of the Business News Hour. Well, today the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden played host to the 29th annual Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration. On hand were politicians such as Governor Kim Reynolds, Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg, news reporters, artists, and yeah, even some regular folks, all coming together to not only celebrate, but as in the words of one young man, Ernest Phillips, speak truth to power. Two awards were given to two women. One to journalist Rekha Bezu of the Des Moines Register, and the other to businesswoman, NAACP president, and I'll Make Me a World in Iowa founder, Betty Andrews. I spoke first to Rekha Bezu and asked her, given the current political climate when it comes to women, might that have had an impact in the selection process of two women being named the recipients of this year's award?
It's really hard for me to get inside the minds of this election committee. I don't even know who was on it. I personally was extremely surprised to be one of the recipients because of exactly the kinds of words that I was going to speak and did, which are not politically popular these days. I think that Betty Andrews is just such an icon, and she started this wonderful I'll Make Me a World celebration. She's also been the head of the NAACP, so it makes perfect sense to me that she would be honored. But I think the role of the press as one that has come under such attack in this past year under this current administration, for that to be held up and raised up today at the ceremony was so meaningful and important to me. So I was honored and very surprised.
You didn't hold back. And even with the governor sitting there, who has individuals on her campaign committee who have been known for some racist language.
That is correct. I didn't hold back. I like Kim Reynolds. I've always sort of admired her on a personal level. I like her personal life story, the fact that she went back to school later and that she overcame alcoholism and did it in a very public context. But on this one issue, her continuing to have Steve King on her reelection committee, I part ways with her and a few other issues as well. But I have written about that in my column, and so it seemed appropriate to also speak of it today on a day that we honor Martin Luther King. And Steve King, frankly, has done so much to demagogue people of color. And if I didn't say it, then I would have felt like I was not being true to myself and my values.
Talk for just a moment, if you would, Rekha, about the role of the press in today's world, being a voice of individuals who have none.
I think it's more important than ever in my time as a journalist for members of the press, and especially people who are commentators and have columns and are editorial writers who are in the opinion writing business, to call things out as they see them. And, you know, this Trump administration has really turned the press into the enemy and accuses us of purveying false news when, in fact, often the false news is coming out of his White House. And if we don't push back, who will? We have always, the press in America has always had a critical oversight to play, because we do have a free press still, thank God, in holding government officials accountable for what they do and say. And now is a time when, you know, if we don't use our voices, then I think that we can forget about democracy as we know.
When we talk about individuals not speaking up, some individuals in government have been extremely silent on the effects and the events of just this past week. What do you think drives that?
I think partisanship drives that. I think blind loyalty to people in power drives that. I think wanting to be on the winning side drives that. And unfortunately, a lot of these people have hitched their wagons to the president and think that if he, you know, continues to be in office, they'll get ahead because maybe they've made some alliance with him. Maybe they've agreed behind the scenes that they'll support him blindly no matter what he says or does. And I think that's a real shame. Such a squandered opportunity. That's not how bipartisanship is supposed to work. That's not how America is supposed to work.
Rekha Bezu, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Enjoyed talking with you.
The other recipient of the Martin Luther King Award today was Betty Andrews. From her work in marketing to the NAACP and I'll Make Me a World in Iowa, Betty is often the face of the African-American community. She opened her remarks by saying the work is not done, and it's critical that we, who have stood on the shoulders of giants, make opportunity for others to stand on our shoulders. But we've got to get involved.
You know, the thing I wanted to address today, and I appreciate the award and I'm honored to receive it, but I wanted to talk about the work. The work is what is important. And so the shoulders that I was speaking of are the shoulders that we have stood on historically with people like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but also people like Fannie Lou Hamer, Harriet Tubman, and numerous others. I thought the point that needed to be made today was that we also have shoulders, and we need to make sure that the next generations stand on those shoulders. So I did bring my grandson up on stage to talk about the shoulders that I was building so that he could stand. And so that's what we owe to our community and to this country, to make sure that we leave this country better than we have found it.
And specifically to Martin Luther King Day, and specifically to Des Moines and the Des Moines area, what are you hoping that people will do so that they can raise people up and stand on their shoulders?
Absolutely. So I'm looking at a number of platforms. I think about this day as extremely important, but if you just come to celebrate the achievements and the legacy of Dr. King, then you've missed it. The discussion and the day and the inspiration for this holiday has to do with service and work and making consistent efforts toward change, toward moving us forward. And as I said in my presentation, that's not a progressive agenda, that's not a conservative agenda, that's a humanitarian agenda.
It was mentioned several times during today's program, three words, make America great. Not four words, make America great again, but make America great. How can we do that?
I will say that I believe America has a lot of great elements. I think that there is a lot of work that needs to yet be done. And the way that we do that is by coming together, having these conversations. I am a big proponent of appropriate protesting. And when I say appropriate protesting, I should really clarify it. I'm a big proponent of protesting in the sense of getting a message out. But when the last protester goes home, we still have a message and we still have work to do. We still have to, if you would, put together a plan and a strategy to move us forward. And so that takes consistent work. That's the eye-rolling, boring work that has to happen. That's the consistently calling your legislators, calling your mayor, calling your city council people. That's the type of work that gets this done. That's the work in terms of doing awareness campaigns and making sure everyone understands your message, not just hears your message and not just understands a soundbite, but really understands the ramifications. And so I believe that there were a lot of statistics brought forward here at this program. Those statistics help tell that story. And they break down to individuals. They break down to people who are in need and who are not getting to see the complete fruition of Dr. Martin Luther King's dream.
To switch gears for just a moment,
absolutely.
You are and have been I'll Make Me a World in Iowa. And that's coming up again very, very soon. You're going to kick off, what, this coming weekend?
I'm very flattered that you think I'll Make Me a World, but believe me, it takes a big team of people to make it happen. Iowa's African American Festival does kick off this weekend with our Embracing Excellence Gala. We're going to have a great time. We're going to give several Heritage Legacy Awards away in the areas of youth, community, and individual legacy awards. So we're looking forward to that. And then next weekend, so we're doing a week-long celebration. Next weekend, we'll have our Education Day. We have about 1,000 young people registered for that day at this moment, and registration actually closes tomorrow. So we're looking forward to that. We're going to bring people together around the Black History Games show about learning about African-American culture. Sometimes we don't get that in our schools, so to be able to bring that type of learning is extremely important. We'll also have workshops and a number of other activities. And then the next day, on Saturday the 27th, we will have our big celebration day, and this is what's known as Iowa's African-American Festival. We have some great headliners. We have Curtis Blow coming to the gala. We have Carl Thomas, and then we have Lorenz Tate, who is, for any of you who know Lorenz Tate out there, he's from the movie Girls Trip, and then also stars on the show Power. So a very familiar face. Some people might remember him from Why Do Fools Fall in Love? And then we also have a number of Iowa African American Festival. And when I say a number, we have 3 performance venues of Iowa artists. And so you'll get everything from jazz, blues, soul, you'll get dance, you'll get step, you'll get break dancing, you'll get drill. You'll get drama. It'll be a wonderful day. We'll have TJ the Clown. We have a carnival. We have a mechanical bull. We have a video game truck. We have the Black Inventors exhibit, and on and on and on. And I also really like to emphasize that this is not just a day for the African-American community. African-American history is every American's history. I've been saying that for 20 years, but that is so true. It's so true that this is Iowa tradition. And so this is a place where anyone can come and listen and be immersed in the culture, enjoy good soul food, enjoy a number of other wonderful activities, learn a lot, and you know, just come and kind of even exercise the spirit of Dr. King in working together. One of the stats that was brought out today is that people have very few friends of different race that are their friends. And so this is a way to come and make new friends. So we hope that people will join us. Admission is free to the festival. So that's a huge deal. You get several concerts and a lot of wonderful things. We've got Final Mix. We've got the Isis Arets and Pyramid Theater. A lot of other just wonderful people, the Langston Hughes Players will be there. We've got Say What Poetry, and on and on and on. So,
it is a great time, and I know my granddaughter and I will be there. Thank you, and congratulations.
You, and thank you so much. We do look forward to having you, and thank you so much. I'm honored.
Once again, that was Betty Andrews, who, along with Rekha Basu, received awards today during the 29th annual Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration. And do yourself a favor. On Saturday, the 27th, take in the African American Heritage Event at the Iowa Event Center. It's a full day of activity for people of all ages. I know we're going to be there. Hope you make it as well. And when we come back, we'll take a moment to share with you a marketing tip. Why? Well, because the markets are closed today in honor of the holiday. Next up, the QR code is back. Thank you, Apple. That's right here on the Business News Hour.
I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all